Texas, America, the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Kurt Maynard will join us at right around 9 o'clock this morning Central Time. You can find Kurt's blog by going to markglenscrescentandcross.com. Look at the left-hand side of the page. Click on the name Kurt Maynard. It will take you directly into some of his posts, some of which we will be chatting about at right around 9 a.m. Central Time and through the last hour of the show. We've been talking today about a series of news articles, and I have all kinds of things to follow up with in regard to the next hour as it relates to news analysis. We had a great guest on the show yesterday, I thought, Dr. Kaveh Farooq of the University of British Columbia up in Canada. Again, I wanted to recommend to you his book, Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War. This is an Osprey publishing effort at OspreyPublishing.com. You won't be sorry that you picked up this book, by the way. Absolutely invaluable in terms of what it has to say about ancient Persia and its military history, dealing with the Achaemenid Empire and the Sasanian Empire and the Parthian Empire. It also gets into some brief analysis of Iran in the period of time since the advent of Islam in that country. Well worth your time. Pictures, maps, end notes, and so forth and so on. But I have received information today that indicates that Kaveh Farooq has come under very recent attack by the Center for Strategic and International Studies up in Washington, D.C. It's located, by the way, at the infamous K Street. For those of you who know what K Street represents in Washington, D.C., you can recognize the usual culprits in all of this. But there's a guy up there named Corey Welt, Dr. Corey Welt, W-E-L-T, the deputy director and fellow of the Russia and Eurasia program for the Center for Strategic and International Studies at 1800 K Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20006. Why do we mention this on the air? He has put out an attack on Dr. Kaveh Farooq. Specifically, he is unhappy with Kaveh Farooq's interpretation of pan-Turanianism, which is something that's been discussed on this show with Dr. Farooq in the past. He is unhappy with the fact that Dr. Farooq has included the Center for Strategic and International Studies in certain criticisms that Farooq has made of the neoconservatives and the Israeli lobby and their influence with organizations like the Turkish American Council and individuals like Brenda Schaefer. Brenda Schaefer, of course, has a lot of interesting connections to certain things going on in Azerbaijan that directly relate to Israeli intelligence. And the Center for Strategic and International Studies is quite anxious that these things not be uncovered. And when these things are uncovered, then, of course, there have to be ad hominem attacks against those who have been involved in unveiling these things for the rest of us to see. But once again, we get back to the fact that in the Republic of Azerbaijan, there is some real funny business going on, and it's going on the Iranian side of the border. It's going on the Azerbaijani side of the border, and certain people with connections to both Baku, Azerbaijan, Tel Aviv, Israel, and Washington, D.C., now have Dr. Kaveh Farooq of the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada, in their crosshairs. Why? Because he is pointing out that people like Brenda Schaefer, who has a number of very interesting connections, including to the Center for Strategic and International Studies, are involved with Israeli intelligence, the Israeli Mossad organization, and the neoconservatives. And they are doing certain things in the agitprop department that are designed to exacerbate tensions in Azerbaijan in the interest of what the United States and Israel are trying to do prior to attacking Iran. That's the context of this. That's the context in which we need to understand it. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Kurt Maynard joins us in 1 hour. Stay tuned.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the broadcast network. Kirk Maynard will join us at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time. We will be discussing a series of things which you can find on his blog. And to get to Kurt's blog, simply go to marklenscrescentandcross.com. Go to the left-hand side of the page. You'll see Kurt Maynard listed there, along with Michael Collins Piper and Hesham Talawi, among others. Click on Kurt's name. It'll take you directly to his blog. And you'll see some of the things that I've been talking about here on the air in relationship to subjects that we'll cover in more detail with him in a little less than 1 hour from now. Talking then about this Center for Strategic and International Studies located on K Street. If you look at CSIS, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, you can, I think, evaluate them as being very much like the American Enterprise Institute in regard to who and what is behind them. Take a look at this Turkish-American Council. Who are these people, and who is Brenda Schaefer? Start looking into this, folks, because once you start lifting this lid on what Dr. Kaveh Farouk has unlifted up at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada, you will see the fingerprints of Israeli intelligence and the American CIA all over what is going on in these so-called tensions in Azerbaijan that are being exacerbated in order to get at the central government in Tehran. This is something, of course, that is highly dangerous.
It's dangerous because it's a part of a larger package of things that have been transpiring, as Pat Buchanan told us yesterday at LouRockwell.com, that are designed to involve us in a wider military conflict in that region. It's going to happen. All of the signs are there. Buchanan gave us a laundry list yesterday of things going on overtly and covertly to make it happen. And this gets into the most compelling questions as to what we do as American citizens to hold our president accountable and to hold our Congress accountable for its failing to be accountable while there's still time to do it. But when we see these kinds of personal attacks going on the part of organizations like the Center for Strategic and International Studies and the American Enterprise Institute, it's because they're extremely nervous that more people are, in fact, figuring out what they're doing. I mentioned in my article for the American Free Press on the death of Marquis J. McCants, one that has been reposted by Don Wassel at the American Nationalist Union and also now by Matthias Chang in Malaysia with the Perdana Global Peace Organization blog. I mentioned that I believe that the false flag incident of the 21st century is quite likely just around the corner. Just around the corner so that we can have a renewed support in this country, a very misguided support for a wider war in the Middle East. We need to understand who it is that's behind this and how they operate and what the whole history of their operations in this country and abroad has indicated about what they're about to do. Among the many things that could happen in the way of false flag incidents is something that's beginning to brew in Iran. It's gotten some coverage recently in the mainstream press, including in USA Today and with the Associated Press, where we find that according to a Tehran-Iran byline, there are three Iranian-Americans, including U.S. academic Hala Esfandiari, who have been charged with endangering national security and espionage, according to Iran's judiciary spokesman. Ms. Esfandiari is one who has been charged. There is a journalist who has also been charged in this, a guy named Parnaz Azima. I know nothing about Parnaz. And then there's a third person, Kian Tajbakshish, who is an urban planning consultant with George Soros's Open Society Institute. And by the way, Ms. Esfandiari is connected with the Woodrow Wilson Center, this Woodrow Wilson Center for Scholars in Washington. She's the director of the so-called Middle East Program at that institution. These are very, very interesting allegations. I do not know any of the three people in question. I do not know the extent to which they are independent operators, or in fact the extent to which, at least informally, they have had some past connection or present connection to either American intelligence or Israeli intelligence. I simply don't know. I have, however, received some confidential information from an Iranian source that I trust implicitly, whose name I cannot mention on the air. It is not Dr. Kaveh Farouk, by the way, I hasten to add, but another source in the Middle Eastern Persian scholarly community who's a longtime friend who knows Ms. Esfandiari and who made a very interesting comment without going into details. This source said that Ms. Esfandiari was caught in the crosshairs of a situation between two evil regimes, meaning the one in Tehran as well as the one in Washington. The source did not elaborate as to what was meant by that remark, except to say that the source is very close to Ms. Esfandiari, has been an academic colleague for a very long period of time, and who essentially, I would assume, means in the context of what was stated to me confidentially, that Ms. Esfandiari is an innocent party who is caught up in a game that she does not understand. I will assume for the moment that that's true, not knowing any of the deeper information surrounding this story. I am relying upon this other person's analysis for giving Ms. Esfandiari the benefit of the doubt. She, of course, is the director of the Middle East Program at the Washington-based Woodrow Wilson Center for Scholars. She's now been held at Tehran's infamous Evin prison since early May. Esfandiari's husband says that the allegations are totally without foundation, quote unquote. He made those statements from his home in Potomac, Maryland. We are talking not only about her situation, of course, but that of these other two people that I have mentioned and their affiliations as well. But looking at this story, it seems to me that this could be yet another example of a false flag incident that is in the process of coming to pass. Let's assume for a moment that Ms. Esfandiari and these other two people are not American and or Israeli intelligence assets. That's an assumption. I don't know that, but let's assume it. Let's assume that hints were dropped to the present regime in Tehran that these people were in fact intelligence assets of the United States and or Israel, and that Tehran then predictably picked these people up for questioning and ultimately for detention. Can't you just see George Bush turning around at some point and saying, hey, these people are American citizens. I demand that you let them go, and I'm demanding it publicly. You could then see the level of tension that would be ratcheted up in this circumstance, can't you? Is this part of a wider game that's going on? I suspect that it is, because when you look at what's been going on in Balochistan province and Azerbaijan, when you look at what has been going on in Khuzestan province in Iran in recent months and in the last year or so, in conjunction with a story like this, it's quite apparent that there is a very, very interesting and dangerous game that is transpiring here. I think Tehran's involved. I think Washington's involved. I think Tel Aviv is involved. And the end game is exactly what I think Mr. Buchanan tells us as a result of his article in LouRockwell.com yesterday. We are moving toward a wider war. All of the pieces are being put in place on the chessboard, and we are likely to see this whole thing well underway in the next year. Let's hope that we're wrong, that we are collectively wrong about this, but that's the way it looks to me. And I'm simply suggesting to the listeners that this story of Hala Esfandiari and her incarceration in Evin prison in Tehran is something that we should, again, keep a steady eye on, because it may well be that there are forces in Washington and Tel Aviv that are going to use this to build the case for a war with Tehran. That's what I think could be in the process of going on in this situation. Let's keep an eye on it. By the way, WorldNet Daily has a very, very interesting post. It's today, or actually it was posted yesterday at about 1 o'clock in the morning. I want to take a closer look at it because it involves our guest of last week, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Interestingly enough, the Libertarian Strike the Root website, which you can find through my links page, has posted this as an editor's favorite today. It's not very often that you see the neocon WorldNet Daily putting something out there that Strike the Root is going to be very enamored with, but they like this article, and the title of the article is Emergency Detention Plan, This Way to the Camps. Directive from Bush allows the president extraordinary powers in national crisis. Now, we've talked about this on the show already. I have mentioned this in my new article for the American Free Press that Matthias Chang and Don Wassel have posted at their respective sites, making reference to National Security Presidential Directive 51, which is also known as Homeland Security Directive 20. We've discussed it on the show. I thrashed out a little bit with Dr. Corsi when he was here on Mark Dankoff's America, what the wider meaning is of this latest executive action and executive order. But WorldNet Daily now follows up on this by saying that Halliburton's former engineering and construction subsidiary has a contingency contract with the Department of Homeland Security to construct detention facilities in the event of a national emergency, according to WorldNet Daily columnist Jerome Corsi. As Corsi reported last week, President Bush recently signed a little-reported National Security and Homeland Security Directive granting extraordinary powers to the president in the event of a declared national emergency, apparently without congressional approval or oversight. Houston-based Kellogg Brown & Root, or KBR, that's a subsidiary of Halliburton, by the way, was awarded an initial $385 million contract in January of 2006 for 1 year, with 4 one-year options extended into 2007. Kellogg Brown & Root held a previous emergency detention contract with ICE from 2000 to 2005. ICE spokeswoman Jamie Zwieback told Corsi the primary intent of the contract was to build temporary detention facilities that could be used in the event of a mass migration crisis. But she confirmed the facilities could be employed in national emergencies, including natural disasters. We'll take a closer look at this WorldNet Daily posting when we come back. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Kurt Maynard will join us at 9 o'clock Central Time. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
We're back. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Kurt Maynard will join us at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. You can find Kurt's blog by going to Mark Glenn's Crescent and Cross. Once you get to crescentandcross.com, you'll discover on the left-hand side of the page that there's a listing of correspondents, including Hesham Talawi and Michael Collins Piper of Republic Broadcasting Network. Click on Kurt Maynard. It'll take you into his own writings as well as the writings of others that Kurt finds significant. We're going to have, I think, some real interesting conversation with him at 9 o'clock this morning. Just briefly, again, back to this WorldNet Daily article, which Strike the Root emphasizes is an editor's pick today. Jerome Corsi, of course, who was on this show last week, has talked about this National Security and Homeland Security Directive. That's Presidential National Security Directive 51, also known as Homeland Security Directive 20. It grants extraordinary powers to the president in the event of a declared national emergency, apparently without congressional approval or oversight. And, of course, that's information that we've already had on the show. But now WorldNet Daily is telling us that Halliburton's former engineering and construction subsidiary, Kellogg Brown & Root, has a contingency contract with the Department of Homeland Security. That's headed up, of course, by Israeli intelligence asset Michael Chertoff, to construct detention facilities in the event of a national emergency. Houston-based Kellogg Brown & Root was awarded an initial $385 million contract in January of 2006 for 1 year, with 4 one-year options extended into 2007. KBR held a previous emergency detention contract with ICE from 2000 to 2005. ICE spokeswoman Jamie Zwieback told Jerome Corsi the primary intent of the contract was to build temporary detention facilities that could be used in the event of a mass migration crisis. But she confirmed the facilities could be employed in national emergencies, including natural disasters. Quote, "The idea of the Kellogg Brown & Root contract is to support the Army Corps of Engineers in case we experienced a sudden mass immigration and we had to respond quickly," she said. "We would need immediate detention facilities in the form of temporary housing that would enable us to determine if the large numbers of illegal immigrants were political or economically motivated, or if they were criminals or terrorists," unquote. Corsi reported last week the May 9th directive signed by Bush concentrates an unprecedented amount of emergency authority in the office of the president, specifying the chief executive would have the authority to direct national essential functions, quote unquote, of all federal, state, local, territorial, and tribal governments, as well as private sector organizations in the event of a national emergency. The directive loosely defines catastrophic emergency, quote-unquote, as, quote, any incident, regardless of location, that results in extraordinary levels of mass casualties, damage, or disruption, severely affecting the U.S. population, infrastructure, environment, economy, or government functions, unquote. And, of course, as we read through this story, we see that once more, Jerome Corsi has a lot of things right at WorldNet Daily. What I think Dr. Corsi needs to understand, however, is that his position on Israel and the position that I take on that subject and that is taken by people like Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper and Hesham Talawi is an irreconcilable situation. I don't think, for example, that we can be concerned about the development of a domestic police state in this country, which is obviously the thrust of Dr. Corsi's reporting for WorldNet Daily, and I think it's excellent reporting, by the way. But all of what he says that is correct at this juncture, I don't think can be understood in isolation from who and what it is that is behind the creation of this police state. It's the Israeli lobby, folks. Michael Chertoff, the head of Homeland Security, is an Israeli citizen. We're talking about a situation, of course, when we look at what's been going on in Canada in recent days, that has been reported to us by dissidentvoice.org and also by Kurt Nimmo, that the kind of repression of free ideas and the exchange of free ideas that's been going on up there, when people like Kurt Nimmo and Chris Cook have been speaking correctly about the role of the Israeli government and the Israeli lobby in promoting a whole series of disastrous things, including this war in Iraq, that with what's happening to these people up there, where the Stalinist Canadian Human Rights Commission is trying to charge these people with crimes for merely exercising freedom of speech and very defensible freedom of speech. These are good ideas. They're ideas that can be corroborated. They're ideas that are entirely intellectually defensible. But even if they weren't, the notion that for merely thinking these things, much less saying them or writing them, guys like Kurt Nimmo and Chris Cook and Kim Peterson up there in Canada should be seen as criminals. Come on, folks, this is absolutely outlandish, and it is provable that the Canadian Human Rights Commission is doing these things at the behest of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, the same folks who are trying to bring this hate crimes police state into the United States through the United States Congress. Ted Pike's been talking about that at the National Prayer Network, and when we see all of these trends and all of these movements to destroy our freedoms, it is these folks who are behind what Jerome Corsi talks about today at WorldNet Daily. That's something that I think Dr. Corsi needs to think about once more. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Kurt Maynard at 9 o'clock. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Join us at right around 9 o'clock this morning Central Time to discuss some of the things that he routinely writes about at his blog. And again, you can find it by going to Mark Glenn's Crescent and Cross. Look at the left-hand side of the page. Look for Kurt Maynard. Click on the name. And lo and behold, there you will see potentially some of the stories that we're going to chat about with Kurt this morning. By the way, getting back to what we were talking about before the break with Jerome Corsi, I think that Dr. Corsi is a very nice guy and a very brilliant man. But by George, when I look at some of the things that he is now saying, which I agree with, they cannot be understood, in my view, without looking at the more significant context of Israeli involvement in the creation of a domestic American police state. When we look at Michael Chertoff, there are the fingerprints of the government of Israel. When we look at Amdocs and Comverse Infosys, two Israeli companies which basically are involved in keeping all American telephone conversations, domestic ones, under official surveillance, both in terms of listening as well as written records pertaining to those conversations, there are the fingerprints of the government of Israel in regard to watching American citizens and listening to what they're saying and chronicling who it is that they're talking to. Who is it that runs airport security in places like Boston's Logan Airport, particularly on the morning of 9/11? There's an Israeli company there, isn't there? Larry Silverstein, the World Trade Center. The list just goes on and on of overt evidence that the government of Israel is involved in what has happened to the United States, both in foreign and domestic policy. And where is the news media now as we get ready to embark on this American-Israel Political Action Committee spy espionage trial up in suburban Washington, D.C.? Nowhere to be found, as near as I can tell. You look at the Wall Street Journal and the London Financial Times in recent days, there has been nothing on this AIPAC spy story. Why? Because merely putting it into print, which it should be on the front page of every major newspaper in the world, putting that into print would remind people once again of the extent to which the Israeli lobby controls the domestic and foreign policy scene of the government of the United States. It also would underscore once again that Israel is directly involved in things related to Iran. As you look at Weiss and Weiss is the name of the one fellow, Weissman, I believe, Rosen and Weissman, that's it. You look at Rosen and Weissman, these AIPAC executives who were involved in getting American defense secrets from Larry Franklin of the National Security Agency and passing those along to Israel. It is not an accident that Mr. Franklin is an American intelligence expert, allegedly, in matters Iranian. Folks, connect the dots. This is what's happening. This is what's going on. And it becomes abundantly clear that we are moving in a brave new world in regard to the creation of something that we could not have imagined in this country even as recently as 10 years ago. And now to read that Kellogg Brown and Root, Halliburton's subsidiary, has gotten another contingency contract with the Department of Homeland Security to construct detention facilities in the event of a national emergency, where Mr. Bush, of course, can declare one now anytime he wants to, according to his own executive order of May 9th. He gets to declare it anytime he wants to for any reason that he deems necessary and for whatever duration of time he thinks is necessary. That, in conjunction with these detention facilities, suggests very, very serious issues. Can anyone believe that an administration that it has facilitated massive illegal immigration into the United States is in fact working with Kellogg Brown and Root and Halliburton because it's concerned about what massive illegal immigration and migratory movements might do to the national security of this country? That's absolutely contradictory, isn't it? I think we can look for a larger meaning that is behind the potential creation of these detention camps by the Halliburton, Kellogg Brown and Root subsidiary of Houston, and that is to detain American dissidents, potentially, those who speak out against this war, those who speak out against the unconstitutional usurpation of powers by Mr. Bush through executive order that have absolutely contradicted and countermanded the Constitution of this country. We've seen it coming for a long time, haven't we? The USA Patriot Acts 1 and 2, the Military Commissions Act of 2006, the Sami al-Aryan case, the Jose Padilla case, the National Security Agency warrantless spying scandal that has embroiled Mr. Gonzalez and Mr. Card. The list just goes on and on. And, of course, the latest thing is of May 9th is Presidential National Security Directive 51, also known as Homeland Security Directive 20. When you look at all of this, can't we connect the dots and see what's happening? I think we can. And when we see just how serious this situation is, it becomes abundantly clear as to who and what it is that is behind it. And when I think of what Chris Cook and Kurt Nimmel and Ken Peterson have been going through up there in Canada in regard to the so-called Canadian Human Rights Commission and the activities of a Canadian businessman named Harry Abrams with ties to the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, it becomes abundantly clear what the agenda is in Canada, what it is in the United States as well. And that is to criminalize free thought and free speech on the part of those who do not dig the influence of the Israeli lobby and who think that it's illegitimate that 2% of our indigenous population has the control of the political and cultural and economic process that they do. That to me is, I think, an entirely defensible point of view, one that's incredibly obvious if we look at the statistics and look at any reasonable analysis of what's happened to our country. But when we talk about criminalizing the thoughts and the writings and the speeches of those who are simply thinking and writing and saying what is abundantly clear, we've entered a circumstance where quite clearly Mr. Bush is making a mockery of thought, a mockery of the Constitution, and the mockery of the clear meaning of the English language when he says that we are in this war in Iraq for our freedoms. Our freedoms are vanishing, folks. Our freedoms are vanishing by the minute. We're talking about the suspension of the writ of habeas corpus. We're talking about presidential executive orders that are involved in the President of the United States being able to declare and enforce national emergencies anytime that he wants to without the advice and consent of the Congress. That, by the way, is in clear contradiction of a law that's currently on the books entitled the National Emergency Act. Nobody's paying any attention to this sort of thing. And when we see what's transpiring, when the next false flag incident occurs that creates the pretext for Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney and their Democratic cohorts in the Congress, as Cindy Shea has found out to her chagrin, when all of this comes down, we'd better be ready. Because what we are talking about here does not involve freedom. It doesn't involve the Constitution. It doesn't involve our liberties. It is fundamentally the antithesis of all of those things. And when we think about a government that acts the way that ours has been acting recently abroad, we need to also consider that this is the same government who's involved in the suppression of domestic freedoms as well. By the way, I've not been asked to do this, but it comes to my mind. I think I will do it at this point because it's entirely appropriate. The Future of Freedom Foundation, Dr. Jacob Hornberger's organization, he's been on this show before. You can find them at FFF.org, futureoffreedomfoundation.org. I believe it's tomorrow, June 1st. June 1st through June 4th, that the Future of Freedom Foundation is having their symposium up in Virginia. And this symposium in Fairfax, Virginia, is involving some of the biggest names in the freedom and constitutional movements who are going to be speaking about what is going on in this country and how frightening it is and how dangerous it is and what we can do to arm ourselves with all of the things that we need to have in our possession at this particular time as American citizens in human history. If you get a chance, if you're able to afford it financially, if you're near Fairfax, Virginia, and the trip's affordable in terms of the brief drive, go ahead and attend that conference if you can possibly do it. I've not been following it in recent times to know exactly what the registration process is all about or what room might still be available for you. But I can guarantee you, on the basis of the listed speakers, that this Future of Freedom Foundation conference up in Virginia is going to be well worth your time. That's tomorrow, June 1st, I believe it starts. It'll go from June 1st through June 4th. Avail yourselves of all of what's going to be involved in that presentation. Again, you can find Dr. Jacob Hornberger at the Future of Freedom Foundation at www.fff.org. Dr. Jacob Hornberger graduated from the University of Texas Law School in Austin the year before my brother did. He is one of the most powerful advocates of the Constitution of this country. And it should be interesting to see what transpires up there in Fairfax, Virginia, June 1st through June 4th. I believe Ron Paul is scheduled to speak there. Now, don't quote me on that. I haven't seen the latest Triple F list in a while. But I think Ron Paul is scheduled to be there. I think Daniel Ellsberg is going to be there. Certainly Dr. Jacob Hornberger will be one of the speakers. When you go into that list, and I'll try to do it between now and the end of the show, you'll see the number of really high-quality people that are going to be on the dais there. Well worth your time. Follow it on the Internet if you can't make it to the conference. I'm sure the Future Freedom Foundation will be more than happy to issue some summaries of the speeches that are going to be made here in the next few days up there in Fairfax, Virginia. This then gets into Ron Paul today. He tells us what is now abundantly obvious. You can find it at lourockwell.com. Congressman Paul has a piece entitled Immigration Compromise Sells Out Our Sovereignty. Sells out our sovereignty. Ron Paul goes on to say that the much vaunted Senate compromise, quote unquote, on immigration is a compromise, all right, a compromise of our laws, a compromise of our sovereignty, and a compromise of the Second Amendment. That anyone in Washington believes this is a credible approach to solving our immigration crisis suggests just how out of touch our political elites really are. The reality is that this bill will grant amnesty to virtually all of the 12 to 20 million illegal aliens in the country today. Supporters use very creative language to try and convince us that amnesty is not really amnesty, but when individuals who have entered the United States illegally are granted citizenship, regardless of the fees they are charged, what you have is amnesty. What is seldom discussed in the immigration debate, unfortunately, is the incentives the United States government provides for people to enter the U.S. illegally. As we know well, when the government subsidizes something, we get more of it. The government provides a myriad of federal welfare benefits to those who come to the U.S. illegally, including food stamps and free medical care. Is this a way to discourage people from coming to the U.S. illegally? Additionally, one of the most absurd incentives for people to come to the U.S. illegally is the promise of instant U.S. citizenship to anyone born on our soil. That is why when Congress returns next week, I will be reintroducing my constitutional amendment to deny automatic citizenship to individuals born on U.S. soil to parents who are not U.S. citizens or who do not owe permanent allegiance to the United States. There are many other very troubling items buried deep in the Senate's immigration compromise. The bill explicitly calls for an acceleration, quote-unquote, of the March 2005 agreement between the U.S. President, the President of Mexico, and the Prime Minister of Canada, known as the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. This somewhat secretive agreement, a treaty in all but name, aims to erase the borders between the United States, Canada, and Mexico, and threatens our sovereignty and national security. The SPP was agreed by the President without the participation of Congress. It should be eliminated, not accelerated. According to the pro-Second Amendment Gun Owners of America, the legislation also makes it easier to target gun dealers for prosecution. Even gun clubs could find themselves targeted under this immigration reform legislation. Immigration reform should start with improving our border protection, yet it was reported last week that the federal government has approved the recruitment of 120 of our best-trained Border Patrol agents to go to Iraq to train Iraqis how to better defend their borders. This comes at a time when the National Guard troops participating in Operation Jumpstart are being removed from border protection duties in Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, and being prepared to deploy to Iraq and Afghanistan. It is an outrage, and it will result in our borders being more vulnerable to illegal entry, including by terrorists. I will continue to oppose any immigration bill that grants amnesty to illegals or undermines our liberty and sovereignty. That is Dr. Ron Paul from the 14th Congressional District of Texas, Republican member of Congress, and, of course, Republican presidential contender. I think, frankly, he is the only game in town, folks, when it comes to having an alternative to vote for in these so-called presidential primaries coming up. That's just one more indication as to why. And I would say this to Dr. Jerome Corsi, my very fine friend at WorldNet Daily. He was very candid about the fact that he voted for George Bush both in 2000 and in 2004, that he has since repented of that action. When we look at some of the things that Dr. Corsi is now saying about immigration and some of the very fine things that he has been saying about the Security and Prosperity Partnership for a North American Union that are now streaming from his pen at both WorldNet Daily and Human Events, I take no pleasure in saying to Dr. Jerome Corsi, my good friend, and also to Thomas S. Winter of Human Events and others who basically supported the Bush candidacy in both 2000 and 2004, that I told you so. George Bush is a globalist. George Bush is an internationalist. George Bush's foray into Iraq, as well as what he has failed to do in protecting the national sovereignty of the United States, either in regard to secure borders or in regard to fair trade, is quite clearly an indication of who and what is behind the Bush presidency. George Bush is a front man. George Bush is a front man, and I tried to make that very clear in my article for the American Free Press on the death of Marquis J. McCants of San Antonio, who died in Iraq almost 2 weeks ago now, that in fact, the things that Marquis's father, Savage McCants, said here in San Antonio to the San Antonio Express News, Savage McCants is a 25-year Air Force, United States Air Force veteran, a retired master sergeant. He, in fact, hit it right in the head in regard to what he thinks of this war and in regard to what he thinks of Mr. Bush. I agreed with everything that Savage McCants told the San Antonio Express News, except that we need to understand that Mr. Bush is not truly the architect of these policies. Mr. Bush is a rather demented person in regard to what he's doing, but he is simply doing the bidding of others, and I think that's the context in which we need to understand this entire situation. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Kurt Maynard will be with us in approximately 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
We're back. This is Mark Anthony coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Kurt Maynard will join us at 9 o'clock Central this morning to talk about some of the things that he regularly talks about at his blog. You can find it by going to markglenscrescentandcross.com. Look at the left-hand side of the page. There are a series of correspondents listed there, including Hesham Talawi and Michael Collins Piper of the Republic Broadcasting Network. But click on Kurt Maynard, and it will take you potentially to some of the topics that we're going to cover with him this morning, including the significance of Mr. Bush's latest appointment to the World Bank, Robert Zoellick. We talked about this a little bit on the air yesterday. It's simply more of the same, but we'll keep an eye on it for you. By the way, one thing that I have asked Mark Glenn as of this morning to take a look at, on the front page of yesterday's Financial Times, it mentions in the context of this story of the U.S. death rate in Iraq being the highest that it's been for 2 years. That, of course, says something about Mr. Bush's surge policy. But in this article in the London Financial Times, it mentions a Canadian-based security firm called Garda World, capital G-A-R-D-A, capital W-O-R-L-D, Garda World. Four British security guards that were kidnapped in Baghdad were its employees. Garda World of Canada is now confirming that. I have suggested to Mark Glenn that it might be worth his while and the while of the American Free Press to look into Garda World. There's a story online about its chief executive officer. It would be interesting to know what the direct and indirect links of Israel might be to the Canadian-based security firm Garda World. This is the Canadian counterpart, I assume, to Blackwater USA, which we've talked about on the air. Take a look at this in coming days. Garda World of Canada. We'll be back. This is Mark Dan Casimera coming live from San Antonio, Texas, the Public Broadcasting Network. Kurt Maynard will join us at 9 o'clock Central Time. Stay tuned.